I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio show this morning. Thank you so much for listening. We appreciate you and value your support greatly. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. And I tell you what, we are gearing up for the second part of our three-part Motivational and Leadership Conference series that is going to be happening for you on Saturday, April 7th, over at Weaver Ridge. And we are excited to bring this half-day conference to you. If you are a part of our full-day conference, then you know that the series is all included. If you miss that first full day kickoff at the Civic Center, that's okay. You can get plugged in and reconnected. You can register for the first half day on April 7th, or you can get both half day conferences this year. Just go check us out at ivedecided.org. See what's happening and get connected with us. We are here to help you be successful in your goals, whatever they are. We want you to accomplish your dreams and be successful. And we love utilizing the radio show to bring to you information and conversation that will help you do just that. And I am super excited about my guest today. Mr. Andre Allen is here with me. Hey, Andre.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going so great. Hey, I am pumped. You are going to be one of our speakers at the Half Day Motivational Leadership Conference coming up on April 7th, and that is super exciting.
Yeah, I'm so excited to be there and share my testimony and just give some tips. And I'm just very blessed to be part of it. Definitely very blessed.
We are, you know, usually Andre, when we talk about the power of investment, mm-hmm. we're thinking money.
Oh, yeah. Stocks and bonds, Wall Street Journal, some
savings accounts.
Yeah,
you can put
yeah.
that money in there and you can kind of see it pile up.
Yeah, yeah.
But today, we are talking about, and what you're going to be speaking and teaching about at our conference, is more about the power of investing in yourself.
Yes, yes, yes.
And there, and in my mind, that is the most powerful
thing. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So first of all, let's give everybody a little bit of your history. Who are you and what do you do around here in Peoria?
Well, that's the $1 million question. So I'm Andre Allen. I'm a Peoria native. I'm a District 150 Peoria Public Schools alumni. Went to Woodrow Wilson, Sterling Middle School, Richwoods graduate, class of 2007.
Go Knights!
Yeah, go Knights!
Got a Knight.
Richwoods Lady Knights just won the state basketball championship.
We are so proud of them.
Yeah, shout out to the Lady Knights.
Yes.
After graduation from Richwoods, I went to ICC for 2 years. And then after that, I transferred to Eastern Illinois University, where I stayed and got both my bachelor's and my master's degree. College, getting my graduate degree, I was fortunate to have a graduate assistantship as an academic advisor. And so that kind of helped me get into my current career paths of higher education. So I worked as an academic advisor as I was getting my master's at Eastern Illinois. And after graduation, I accepted a position at Illinois State University. I was there for about 3 years as an academic advisor. It was really good. I enjoyed helping students and kind of help navigate them through the college process, help them select a major, help them kind of find a career path if things weren't going well, get them in contact with different resources on campus. I really wanted to get into more of the student life and the campus programming aspect of higher education. And so I saw a position open up back home here in Peoria at Methodist College as the Student Life and Career Services Coordinator. And so I applied to that. And I was blessed to have the position offered to me. And so me and my family, we moved from Bloomington back to Peoria, and I became the Student Life and Career Services Coordinator at Methodist College. I was in that role for about 6-7 months. And so in that role, I was responsible for student programming, campus activities, our career services work, so helping students with resumes, cover letters, all that fun stuff. And then also we have some beautiful campus apartments that students can live in. And so I supervise those as well, too, making sure everybody is safe and sound in our housing complex. Recently at the college, we had a reorganization this past summer, and I was fortunate to be elevated to Dean of Students. And so that changed my role completely. I still supervise campus activities, career services, and campus housing, but now I'm also over our student conduct process, as well as I shared deputy Title IX duties, and then I'm over our volunteerism requirement. And then, you know, the phrase, all duties as assigned. So that's just kind of what happens.
And hey, folks, all this by the young, ripe age of 28. Yeah. That is amazing. I mean, I think you are pretty qualified, Andre, to talk to us about the power of investing in yourself, because your whole life speaks volumes to that. That's basically what you've done since the point of graduating school. You've just invested in furthering and bettering yourself and your career. And I love this list that you have here, though, because I know most people are like, well, sure, investing in your education. Of course.
Yes.
I mean, that makes perfect sense to people.
Does.
You can understand that when you invest in your education, you expect to get a return on that because you're learning something that's going to earn you a living.
Yes.
But the first thing on your list here is actually volunteerism and civic engagement.
Yes. Yes.
So speak on that a little bit.
Yes. So when I was coming up with this this topic of the great power of self-investment, I wanted to break it down into, you know, five basic principles that you can do to self-invest in yourself. And so when I was coming up with this list, number one, which is something that's very important to me, is volunteerism and civic engagement. That is something that as soon as I moved back to Peoria after college, I said I need to get involved in my community. And so currently I serve on the board of directors with the Peoria Public Schools Foundation. I'm also part of the Peoria Alignment College and Career Readiness Committee, which is another committee of the Peoria Public Schools Foundation, and a couple other different committees here in the area as well. And just those volunteerism opportunities have allowed me to network with other like-minded individuals and also has afforded me other opportunities. And so that's that power of self-investment in yourself by volunteering, giving your time, getting involved in civic engagement opportunities. You're meeting people, you're networking. And so when opportunities do arise, people think of you, you know, and my philosophy is it's not what you know, but it's who you know and how they feel about you. And so, you know, you getting out here in your community, and it's not only it's a self, you know, satisfying thing because you're doing things for other people, but then to see that the positive dividend to come back around from doing that is very beneficial. Volunteering also, it doesn't cost you anything except your time. And so if you're somebody who, when you hear self-investing, you're thinking always, you know, monetary funds or anything like that. No, I'm saying only thing you have to be able to give is your time, and you can get a very, very successful dividend for just giving in your time and getting involved in your community.
Well, you know, you're a perfect example of just that, because that's how you and I met.
Yeah.
We love supporting the Peoria Public School Foundation, and we're always looking for great speakers and asking people that we know. Mm-hmm. And I'm asking people that I know, and guess what they said? Oh, you should talk to Andre. He's awesome. We've heard him speak before.
They're so nice.
So you're what you just said is exactly what happened to you and how we found you to be one of our speakers at our leadership conference. So that is so true. And I can speak to that and attest to that as well. And then, of course, one of my favorites on here, you know, because I work in the fitness industry. Self-care and wellness.
Yes, that is very important. I think nowadays in 2018, and with the beauty of social media, health and wellness is promoted more now, which is great. And I think that people are now more conscious of what they eat, conscious of working out, conscious of getting physical activity. I know employers are incorporating ways for you to, you know, have wellness time, even potentially on the clock. You know, they want you to get out there for 30 minutes and walk, or, you know, they might say, hey, we'll pay for your membership if you go to a gym 10 times a month. And so that self-care, self-wellness is very important when it comes to self-investing in yourself, because if your mind and body isn't okay, then everything else around you won't be okay. You know, you need to feel good, you know, and that necessarily isn't just a physical look, but on the inside and especially mentally, you need to be well. And if you're not well, you need to seek resources and get well. And then that would allow other things in your life to kind of come full circle.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, I teach on this. I'm very passionate about that, investing in your health. And my famous line is, your health is your wealth.
Yes.
Or
yes.
You can say, without health, you'll never have wealth.
Yes.
You can't do anything without your health. And just while we're on that subject, I always love educating people on the fact that, and this will be something that you will love to have too, Andre, for every dollar that you invest in your personal health and well-being, your long-term return is $5 for every dollar. Now, check that out, because you can't invest. There's no other return on your investment that'll pay you back a dividend like that.
No, it won't.
That's amazing.
That is.
Amazing. I love this. Okay, now you talk about time management.
Yes.
So, gosh, we all need that.
Yes, yes, yes. Time management is something that, it isn't an easy formula. It isn't a 2+2=4 type of thing. It's very complicated. But the thing about it is, though, it's very important. And when I go speak to, I spoke to some kids at Treewind Middle School last week, and I talked to them about time management. And they're like, I'm in sixth grade, you know what? But the thing about it is, you have to be very organized and precise with your time. And so when you think about self-investment, you know, your time is precious. And everybody starts the day with the same amount of time, 24 hours. They have 7 days a week, 365 days a year. And so that puts us all on the same playing field. Now, what you do with your time will determine how successful you really would be. So we got to be very conscious of how we spend our time. We got to be conscious of where we invest our time and the activities that we're doing. And so I'll definitely talk about, you know, some positive things that we want to do, some tips, you know, whether that's, you know, starting your day with a prioritized task list, which what I do, you know, and it doesn't have to be this long drawn out task list, but I like to wake up and write 10 things that I want to get done for the day. And there's just not a better feeling than just checking things off and showing like, wow, I got that done.
Got that checklist done.
And they can be basic things. You know, it could be you reminding yourself to eat breakfast, you reminding yourself to work out, you reminding yourself to, you know, pay your bills, you know, reminding yourself to go to the grocery store, just keeping yourself on task. And I think that's very important. And time management is just very crucial.
It is. And I read a book, and I'm not 100% sure of the title, but it was a little book, and it's something like, you can't afford to mow your own lawn.
Yeah.
Have you heard that before? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's about giving people the job to do that they love to do. There are people out there that earn a living mowing lawns.
Yeah.
It's what they love to do. It's it's how they earn their living. And the concept behind that is that when you're spending time doing something that really isn't giving you a return on your investment, that's not your time and talent, what you should be doing. In the long run, you're costing yourself money, not really earning money.
It's true.
And it's kind of that same concept. I love that. Hey, if you are just tuning in this morning, you're listening to I've Decided Radio. I'm Kim Martin, host of your show, founder of I've Decided, and I am talking to the awesome Andre Allen. He is giving us some pointers and tips on the power of investing in yourself. And you need to invest in yourself in order to be successful, to win at life and to win at success. You got to surround yourself with the right people, the right support, invest in yourself. And, you know, that's what we're doing with I've Decided. Our goal is to just build this community and have this movement where we provide you exactly what you need in order to be successful in your goals. And we want to give you great information. We're excited, Andre, to have you speaking at our half-day conference happening on Saturday, April 7th at Weaver Ridge. If you are at our first-day conference, then your tickets are included, so we just need you to get on and pick out your power sessions. If you weren't able to make that first conference, that's okay. You can get connected with us, get tickets for the first half-day or the second half-day as well at ivedecided.org. You can check out all the things that we have going on. And while you're there, check out our resources. Those are all of our businesses who are a part of our community, who are here to provide you the resources that you need. We have about 60 business members on board with us. They're awesome. They give back and they want to help you. So be sure to check them out. We want to give a big shout out to Junction City. We're so grateful for their support and that they're our presenting sponsor, and just love having folks like them on board to help us do what we do, like provide all of these community events and bring great speakers to you like Andre. And so we were just talking, Andre, about the five pointers that you're going to be giving us at the conference about investing in yourself. And we talked about volunteerism and self-care and wellness and time management. And of course, I love this one, discovery of your passion or passions.
Yes, yes. And that's something that we got to go back to when we were a kid and when we weren't necessarily jaded or tainted by life's perceptions and the outside world. What were you passionate about as a kid? And you got to, you know, and at the time, you know, some of us might have wanted to, you know, be a princess, or some of us might have wanted to, you know, might not necessarily have realistic ideas, but find what you're passionate about. Have a kid's mindset, even as an adult. You know, I know some people who they might have a regular job, you know, maybe, you know, not in the field they want to be in, but they're passionate about drawing or art, or, you know, they're passionate about fitness, or so that maybe they might want to become a personal trainer or little things like that. But we got to figure out, what are we passionate about? That's very important. I tell people all the time, and I'm proof of it as well, too. Sometimes necessarily your passion won't be your career, but your career can facilitate your passion. It really can. And that's something that I always say. So, you know, you might not be able to yield any financial money from your passion, but you can use your career that is allowing you to, you know, take care of the day to day, you know, financial tasks that we have in our life, pay your bills. But then you can use that revenue that you make from your career to invest in your passion. And that's what you can do. And so we just got to keep that dream alive and realize, you know, what we like, what we're good at, what are some things that we're passionate about, and really go for those things wholeheartedly.
Yeah, I love it. That reminds me of a story. I know you work with Dr. Seti, mm-hmm. and she's a friend of mine, and we're very excited that she's actually going to be teaching a power session at our 5-year anniversary full day conference.
Awesome.
Next January.
Awesome.
But it's funny because we were talking about those childhood passions, mm-hmm. and you know, she got her PhD at 40, mm-hmm. but she said when she was 12. She would sign Dr. Mm-hmm. Eileen. She mm-hmm. would put that doctor in front of her name.
Mm-hmm.
And and I believe that we do have those desires in our heart mm-hmm. when we're little to know. It's kind of like the little nuggets that yes. tell you where you're going to go. I remember when I was a kid, I would line up my little bears and mm-hmm. I would talk to them mm-hmm. and, you know, tell them what they were going to do and mm-hmm. boss them around.
Hey.
I just knew that, you know, I hope I don't come across as bossy. That's not my role, but I love to talk to people and mm-hmm. I love to help encourage. Mm-hmm. And I do speak to a lot of people now. And so it's funny that just kind of was there in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you're saying, I think.
You got to speak it into existence.
Yes, speak it into existence. And then I love this one, too. They're all so good. I don't know. I said the health and the self-care and wellness might have been my favorite. Mm-hmm. But
I mean, yeah, they're all solid tips for sure.
They are. Increase your comfort zone. Be comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yes.
Now, we probably could elaborate on this one for a while. So mm-hmm. what do you explain that a little bit?
Well, I think as we get older, we wanted to stay in our comfort zone. You know, a lot of us, you know, we want to stay at home, or we don't want to be in big crowds, or we don't want to go against the grain. And just because you're getting older, that does not mean that you can't necessarily get out of your comfort zone and try something new. You know, if there's that class you wanted to take, if there's that trip you wanted to go on, if there's that job that came open and you're hesitant on applying for, maybe you've been telling yourself, I need to get back in the gym, and you've been, it's been 3 years, I'm picked up this way. No, get back in the gym. You can do anything still. And so we just have to get out of our comfort zone. And then with being comfortable, with being uncomfortable, that is something that I try to work on every day, because I love, just like you, Kim, I love talking to different groups of people. And sometimes you have to, in order to reach other groups of people, you have to go to where they're at. And it might not be in your comfort zone. You might find yourself maybe in an area, or, you know, at an event or something, that's something normally that doesn't necessarily cater to you, but you want to show your support for other people. And that's very important. So, you know, I think just as us as people, we just have to be comfortable with being uncomfortable, just because that's just what's going to allow us to move forward as a society. It's very important. I'm an advocate that I believe personally that the fist is stronger than the finger. And so, you know, us just realizing how important it is to meet people where they are and just be and sometimes meeting them, it's going to ruffle some feathers. It's going to have us feel a little weird or a little uncomfortable. But you, at the end of the day, you got to say, you know what? This is an okay feeling and everything's going to be okay.
I love that because you and I, you know, we all know that success happens outside of your comfort zone.
Yes.
Everything good is going to happen outside of your comfort zone. If there is anything, if you're listening to this show, mark my words, anything that's going to be good, anything that's going to move you to the next level is going to happen under a situation that is outside of your comfort zone.
I agree.
You know, and it does ruffle your feathers a little bit. And, and one of the things that it made me think about, Andre, is you got to hang around with people that may not agree with everything you agree with, too.
Yes.
You know, I think we tend so often to just want to group with people who see eye to eye, who just kind of maybe stroke our ego and, oh, you're so right. And, oh, yes, if the whole world thought like you and, oh, we'd be in a much better place.
If,
but you know what? That's not what it's what we're meant to do, I don't think. I think we need to be challenged.
Oh,
we need to hear other points of view.
Challenge brings growth. And so, you know, and it's okay to surround yourself with some like-minded individuals, but it's okay to surround yourself with some people who are going to challenge you, who are going to allow you. Because I'm an advocate of not just doing things just because that's how we've always done it. I hate when I ask somebody, so why do you do it like this? Well, this is how we always do it. But you don't have why, you don't have metrics behind of why you do it to justify why you do it. And so we have to really just be okay with that. We have to.
Yeah. And I, because, you know, I have teenagers. I have, they're about to be 14 and 16. They're 22 months apart girls. And, you know, it's so, I find myself wanting, I try really hard not to do this, but I find myself wanting so badly to say, that's not how you do it, or that's wrong, you shouldn't do that, or, you know, when I was a teenager, you know how our parents always, you know, back in my day. And, you know, I don't want to be that kind of parent.
Yeah.
And I know that my kids are being raised in this social media world, in this technology age, and there's a balance that you don't want them just sitting around on their phone all day, but this is how they communicate. This is their life. And I'm saying, you know, we got to embrace it.
Yes.
More than say that's not the right way.
Yes. Yes. No, I agree. And you know, I have younger brothers as well, too. And then I speak to a lot of kids in the community as well, too. And I try to just meet them where they are, you know, because the thing about it is I can say, oh, well, back in my day, or don't do this, don't do that, but I'm not meeting them where they are. And then next thing you know, they're going to be turned off by that. And then because the whole point is you care about these people. And so you don't want to turn them off. You want to have that relatability factor. And so we just have to focus on the things we have in common versus the things we don't.
That's right. And the good news, too, is if I was just thinking about this, that my daughter brought this to my attention. I said, well, I'll tell her what my concerns are. You know, I'll say, you know, I'm just concerned that you're not learning how to communicate face to face. I said, there's some research that really is showing that this is a problem. And I said, I don't want to, I'm not trying to say that how you guys are doing it is wrong. I know it's just different, but I would not be a good parent if I didn't bring this to surface, if we didn't talk about this. And she goes, Mom, we're communicating face-to-face. I'm on FaceTime all the time with my friends. And so truly, I'm like, now what are you going to say to that? Because FaceTime is really face-to-face communication. And I thought, man, I would have given anything if we'd have had FaceTime whenever I was a teenager. That would have been awesome. We talked on the phone for hours.
House phone days.
With the long cord.
Yeah.
Although you're a little young for the long cord. You had the long cord.
It was wireless, but we were still using the house phone, and then we had got the Nokia flip phones in high school and stuff. But
you had the flip phone when you were in high school.
Yeah.
We let's see. When I was in high school, the really cool kids had a pager.
Oh wow! Oh yeah.
I'm dating myself a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, so we had the point of this is that we have to be open to new ideas.
We have to be.
And educating ourselves and learning and investing in those different things. Now, you know, it's funny. I knew we had something in common because your quote here one of your favorite quotes that you said, and I love Zig Ziglar.
He's the man.
He is the man. I had an opportunity, everybody knows I tell everybody I meet, but I had an opportunity to hear him live in person in a very small setting. It was a life-changing moment. I'm telling you, it changed my life. And I love his quote, success occurs when opportunity meets preparation.
Yes.
And, you know, yes. I want you to speak on that a little bit, because I know what it means to me when I hear that quote. But what does that mean to you?
Well, the thing about it is an opportunity can come at any time. But are you really prepared for when that opportunity strikes? If somebody came to you and said, hey, we want you to apply for this job and this is the position that you've been waiting for, are you prepared? Do you have the certification that you needed? Did you finally finish your degree, because you know that that position requires maybe a bachelor's or a master's? Or what have you been doing to prepare you for that opportunity? And if you haven't, then you're going to waste that opportunity. And we both know opportunities do not come around a lot. They don't. So when that opportunity comes, you got to swing that bat. You better get on base.
you do, and it starts little.
Yes.
You know, I've been speaking to audiences for most of my life because of my career that I've had. Mm-hmm. But those audiences have not always been large. Mm-hmm. You know, they've been sometimes 5 people.
Yes.
You know, and sometimes 500 people.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm speaking to my largest audience in August to all of the Peoria School District faculty, 2,200 people.
Good for you. Yes.
I'm a little nervous. Don't tell Dr. Kratt. I'm going to be good, though.
Yeah, you got it. You got it.
but the point is that opportunity, I was prepared when that opportunity met me.
Yes.
Because of all the preparation that I put in over the last 25 years of speaking to audiences as small as 5 people.
Yes.
But I treated that like it was 500 people.
Yep.
I didn't say, oh, it's only 5 people, I don't need to do a good job, or I don't need to spend time preparing, or you know, yada, yada.
Mm-hmm.
You spend the time preparing for those small opportunities because that is what is going to open the door when the big opportunity comes along.
You got to say, you got to get prepared. And if you're not prepared right now, that doesn't mean that it's too late. Today is a Tuesday. You can start getting prepared today.
Yes, you can start today. I love this saying. I hear it all the time. Coach Mark uses this. He says, when's the best time to plant a tree? What, do you know, Andre, when's the best time to plant a tree?
No, when's the best time to plant a tree?
20 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
When's the next best time?
Today.
That's right. You know, so you can always say, oh, I should have done that a long time ago, right? Mm-hmm. Well, we all know that the best time to plant a tree was 20 years ago, if you want to see the fruits of its labor today, right?
Yes.
However, if you missed the boat and you didn't plant the tree 20 years ago, the next best time to plant the tree is right now, is today.
I'm gonna have to use that one.
I gotta add that one to my
box of quotes.
It's a good one. I love quotes, and I love that one. Your favorite. Success occurs when opportunity meets preparation. So, are you preparing for the time when that opportunity comes? Are you investing in yourself, in your personal, in your business development? Are you taking that time? You know, we do 3 motivational leadership conferences every year, Andre, right here in Peoria.
Awesome.
And provide that opportunity for people. And I know it's hard to get up on a, you know, you work Monday through Friday, and you had to say yes to come and speak on a Saturday on your off day, right? And you had to, you know, you may have thought, man, I'm tired. I need to spend some time with my wife. Got to have a basketball game going on or something. Anything probably that could have not been even a bad excuse. That spending time with your wife, that's a good excuse, right?
Yeah.
But you had to make that decision to take that Saturday to invest in yourself, to invest in your future. And that's what we want you guys to do, too. If you're listening, don't, you know, we don't want you to go, oh, I work all week, I don't want to spend a Saturday morning at a conference. You're going to learn something new. It's going to be outside of your comfort zone, maybe, but you're going to meet somebody that's going to move you to the next level. you're going to hear something that's going to give you a revelation that's going to be life-changing, truly. Mm-hmm. Some of the most life-changing moments have for me have come from conferences, just hearing somebody say something differently. And we want you to be there. You got to meet Andre. You're going to love him. He is awesome. He's got a great story. The success at such a young age just speaks for itself.
I appreciate it.
I mean, just amazing, Andre. We're so grateful that you are part of our radio show today, that you're sharing with everybody, that you're going to be speaking at our conference on April 7th. And if you don't have your tickets for that yet, you can log on to ivedecided.org and be sure to get your tickets. Share the message. Tell everybody you know to join you. And we would love to see you there. Andre, thanks for being on the show with me today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to speak at the conference, and I appreciate the opportunity. And again, everybody grab your tickets and come see us. We'll be there.
Awesome. Thanks, Andre. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday, everybody. We'll be back next week.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?